You are the anchor of the world that keeps it fixed. When you soar, the world seems to be fixed. We call reality what everyone agrees about. But is it fixed? It turns out that when you soar, reality changes with you. I am talking about real change. Both you and reality. It's Friday. Friday is my day off. Which doesn't mean I won't write an article. A day off is a feeling. I can do anything I want. And I'll do what I'll do. Probably work more than on a normal day. But I may watch some funny police procedurials. Ask me tomorrow. I have no plans. I never really do plan. Why? Because having to is a disempowering context for me, and I shy away from it. And when I am disempowered, I am listless, testy, don't wanna. Not fun to have around. Ugh. Example, I've been, the past 10 days or so, dealing with having to reread the soaring books. I almost forgot how much I lose power in the disempowering context of having to do anything. My normal ways are, either I am just doing something, or I get to do something. Having to, watching my inner geometry, puts me on my heels. I am on the defensive. I am forced. I am not enough. I don't enjoy anything. Yesterday, for the first time in years, I whipped out my what to do when there is nothing to do list. On the top of that list was empty the dishwasher and fill it with dirty dishes. I did that. It turned everything around. I have about 20 items on that list, a lifesaver. By the way, everyone around me is behaving as if something were about to be birthed. And to tell the truth, that is how it feels. I am the pregnant mother, and in another day or two I'll give birth. Not only to my new reality, but to the people I've trusted their lives to me. I know it will work, yet the fact that life is put on hold until then is nerve-wracking. What am I talking about? The soaring method, of course. Yes, it's a course and it's a workshop. But for most of us it is a rebirth. Being reborn is someone who can. Someone who will. Someone who enjoys. Someone who causes. Momentous event. An email just came in. The email's writer says, I can't wait to find my new name. I can't wait to jump. Better than Christmas. Or Easter. When we were little, the Easter Bunny brought gifts too, mostly chocolate bunnies, and chocolate eggs, placed in the window. I remember waking up and running to the window, devouring the chocolate. I am the only one with problems with my weight in my family. Everyone else is naturally slim. So it's not inherited. And anything that is not inherited can easily be altered by the magical practices I teach in the soaring method. I just have never thought before to use it on my weight. Sometimes coaches don't use their own methods, sometimes magicians forget that they are magicians. My new me is starting to take shape in my imagination. It has something to do with limberness and being like a willow. It is eerie that my stretching exerciser machine is scheduled to be delivered on the morning of the soaring method class. I didn't do it consciously. But the magic has already started. I already see myself limber even though I don't have a new name. What is this name thing about? The soaring method is a technique to make reality malleable, changeable, fluid. And in the center of that reality is you. As long as the you that you are is and is, fixed, reality is fixed as well. So in the soaring method we play with naming, we play with changing your name, changing the center of your universe, and watch in amazement as everything changes with that. The two books, The Art of Soaring and The Power of Luck, written by these two magicians, teaches through tens, maybe hundreds of stories of magical success. The magic happens for you when you actually do what others did. Rename yourself in a way that soaring happens. Soaring is a state of mind. It is not your ordinary beta brain wave. It is either alpha or theta, maybe occasionally delta brain waves. Delta is a semi-dream state. These new brain states allow reality to change. That is the whole scientific foundation for the soaring method. I taught this some 9 years ago, and now I am teaching it again. My life gradually changed as I occasionally allowed reality to change in the past 9 years. I recently pulled people's anchor to doom. An energetic anchor to a fixed identity and thus a fixed behavior. I found that pulling it wasn't enough. I need to teach them to create a new identity, an identity that isn't circling that same drain. I didn't expect it. But learning is hard. And I get it. Unless you create and then give energy to a new identity, the old one will keep its hold on you. The first session of the soaring method is tomorrow. A few people just registered today, and I haven't even pulled their anchor to doom yet. And I cannot do this session where I dig deep with them, so they can see clearly what is a core issue. But luckily or by design, the first session of the soaring method goes into that topic exactly, so they can actually start the work while I still need to do more work for them. In this first session we endeavor to find your default name, core identity, how it was born, who was present, and then create a new identity, a new name for you. It is first emotional and then fun. If you shy away from feeling sadness, grief, despair, even for a little while, this program is not for you, and I prefer that you don't even bother. Some people actually can't feel. Two of them snuck into the course. We'll see how they'll do. But unless you can feel, there is no energy to work with. I'm a true empath, so you cannot pretend to me, I feel what you feel. If you are one of those people, unable or unwilling to feel, this will be your first and last session. I'll take you out of the program. Why? Because you are needy of attention, you are needy of more tools to extort attention, but really have no intention to allow reality to become fluid and yourself to become different. You won't enter this state of soaring. I once had a conversation with a landmark seminar leader, a darn good one at that. She was contemplating quitting. When I asked why, she said that when evil people do the programs that are designed to make the world a better place, with no one left out, those people use the techniques to exploit, rob, cheat, dupe, extort better. So, just like a knife, the techniques of Landmark were different in different hands. A knife can be useful to peel potatoes, or to stab people. It is not the same with my programs. You cannot use it for evil. Evil people will not allow their brain state to change to fluid. Flexible. They don't want to allow anything. No matter how much they complain, they want to keep themselves the same, and want others to change. Their results to change without changing themselves. Unfortunately to them, and happily for the rest of us, when you change everything changes. Because you're the center of your universe. And the universe is your creation. With that said, you have a few more hours to sign up and purchase the course, the anchor pulling, the digging session. If you are ready. There are a few people who cannot make a Saturday session. Should they buy the course? I recommend buying the recorded course. And if you want my support, add email coaching to it. Or just buy the live course. It includes email coaching. And costs less. One of those inexplicable quirks of nature. LOL. Go to step 2. Go to www.yourvibration.com/1/soaring.